This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.radiokidnappers.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project.
You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay. This is the Napier Kindergarten Half Hour. It's our pleasure, as always, to have in the studio Eileen Kennedy, the education manager for Napier Kindergartens. How are you going, Eileen?
Very well indeed. Good morning, Ken. I had a beautiful drive in, seeing the blossoms starting on the drive through from Napier, so I'm feeling in good spirits.
Yes, spring is definitely on the way, isn't it? What a beautiful weekend we had.
Yep, magic.
Have you cleaned off that barbecue yet?
Well, I don't eat meat, so barbecues are not my thing.
You know, I can't understand why people wouldn't eat meat, and I'm sure you can say, well, I can't understand why people eat meat. But
it's all about accepting others.
It's all about diversity, and in fact, that's what we're going to be talking about today, isn't it, accepting others?
That's right. Today, I would like to introduce our listeners to the fact that the Napier Kindergarten Association employs 70 to 80 trained registered teachers, and that means that those teachers have fulfilled their qualifications, but more importantly they are ongoing learners and they're learning all the time. One of the things we do for our teachers is have an annual conference that we usually run it around a theme that is topical and relevant. And this year our theme for the Napier Kindergarten Teachers Conference is World Religions, Exploring Diversity, Kōrero o ngā whakaponotanga.
You did that well, but what a huge topic to discuss.
It's a little bit out there. What we've become aware is that in the world of education, religion is skirted around. Mm-hmm. It feels a little unsafe for people to talk about religion. But as teachers, we know that religion affects the lives of children and teachers every day in small, subtle and bigger ways, that religion is there and yet nobody really talks about it.
No. I mean, is religion embraced in kindergartens? I know that, for instance, when I went to school right up until intermediate, we used to have religious instruction. Do you still do that?
No, we don't. What I would like to say is that the kindergarten movement, as I've talked about previously, was established by Friedrich Froebel back in the 1840s. And when the kindergarten movement came to New Zealand in the early 1900s, New Zealand was a very strongly Christian-based culture. And there's no doubt about it that Christianity not only influenced but probably dominated the views and the curriculum of kindergarten at that time. I've got a lovely little anecdote from 1923 in a kindergarten, and this would have been typical. So for a birthday occasion, the birthday child sat on the birthday chair specially kept for these state occasions with the other little people of the kindergarten and sang the birthday hymn, and it was called the birthday hymn. Happy, happy birthday, happy year begun. God gives us birthdays, knows them every one. God is king and loving, he is sure to hear. So we ask for his blessing for another year. And I don't think anyone would object to that. However, it doesn't happen now. We now simply sing happy birthday to that child. And overt religious references are not heard in our kindergartens. Having said that, there is an underpinning of understanding and tolerance for all religions. Mm-hmm. Napier, even in the time I've lived here, has become a more diverse culture and society, and we have increasingly families from different religions and cultures represented in our kindergartens, and our role is to recognise and respect those religious beliefs.
It's interesting that you say that because, you know, I'm not a particularly religious person at all, but then I don't have too much worry about kids or young adults learning about religion because, you know, you need to learn to make a decision, don't you?
Religious training, you could say, is teaching you how to think about the world and why we're here, how we should behave with each other, how we should lead our lives.
In fact, if you took the Ten Commandments and took the one out about God, that's not a bad way to live your life.
That's for people to make their own minds up about. What we do have in many of our kindergartens is a values education program. And the values program would teach things like kindness, friendliness, cooperation, being a good friend. And if you unpack that, that is probably comes from some Christian values, if you like. But they are values or ways of teaching young children ways of living as a good citizen.
Yeah, now you've got your big conference coming up, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. It's about world religions, exploring diversity. But I mean, from a kid's point of view, how do you find that the kids react to what we as adults? We probably get a bit carried away, don't we, as an adult? Kids don't see it like that at all, do they?
In my experience, children are enormously accepting and they will take our cues from us. So in our kindergartens, from a child's point of view, what they might see is that there's a child sitting near them that is dressed differently. Mm-hmm. For instance, I can think of several Sikh children, boys, in our kindergartens who have the long hair that's plaited with the top knot, which is very different from a Kiwi kid. And children, are delight in noticing that difference. They accept it, and it's a lovely thing. Mm. And I think that is the way that a small child is introduced to religious difference, because the reason for not cutting the hair has a religious base in the Sikh religion. And isn't that wonderful that our children are learning tolerance at that very early age?
And that's exactly what we should be. It should be carried on through into adulthood, because, I guess the big fear, and you only hear it from adults, is that we get all these different religions coming into our country, and then they're coming into our kindergartens, and I guess people are saying, well, what effect does this have on, for instance, here's a good question for you, that we've got all these multicultural kids in your community on a daily basis. How does it affect our own culture, our own traditions, like Easter, like Christmas? Do you have to be sort of treading on eggshells when it comes to that sort of stuff? Think, oh my God, what are we going to do? We don't want to upset them. We don't want to upset them. Is that how it works?
It can be challenging at times. Because even within Pākehā New Zealanders, there are, you can't assume that they have a common set of beliefs. For Māori, you can't assume that because someone's Māori, they will have a certain set of beliefs. That I know Māori people who have who might belong to five different Christian religions, or believe in traditional Te Ao Māori perspectives of the Atua and ancient beliefs, or no beliefs at all when it comes to religion. So it is a challenging thing. Kindergarten is full of traditions and rituals like Christmas and birthdays and Easter, and our teachers tend to pursue those traditions with thought and care for the beliefs of others.
Just how it should be. So in kindergartens today, in the 21st century, 2015, we still celebrate Christmas, don't we?
We certainly do celebrate Christmas. One of the things that I've delighted in is also moving Christmas to more of a New Zealand theme. We have driftwood Christmas trees being made in our kindergartens, which are celebrating more of our the way we do Christmas, which is usually on the beach not far from being outside, unlike a British Christmas. There is space and room to accommodate other people's beliefs. There are times where a family might ask for their child to be gently excluded, or some arrangement made if there is a practice or a ritual that they're not comfortable with, and we accommodate that in a way that's respectful and discreet.
Yeah, and that's what we can ask, isn't it?
That's right.
Too right. Look, we're going to take a break, we're going to have a song, and then when we come back, we're going to discuss your big conference coming up, which is going to be huge. But what song did we decide on? Why did we decide on this song?
We have chosen the Blue Mink song, Melting Pot. Melting Pot, it's not so much about a melting pot, but it's a song from the 70s that talks about valuing cultures and diversity.
Here it is.
Wrap it up in black skin. got a touch of blue blood and a little bitty bit of red Indian boy. Curly black and king kiss mixed with yellow chinkies. If you lump it all together, well, you got a recipe for a get along scene.
Oh, what a beautiful dream.
If it could only come true, you know, what we need is a great big melting pot. Big enough to take the world and all it's got. Keep it stirring for 100 years or more. Turn out coffee colored people by the score.
Beatles or the sun god.
It's true.
Well, it really doesn't matter what religion you choose. No, no, no.
American lady pay for the Mrs. Graceful. You know the living could be tasteful. Together in a loving machine.
I better call up the queen.
It's only fair that she knows, you know, you know. What you need is a great big melting pot. Big enough to take the world and all it's got. Keep it stirring for 100 years or more. Turn out coffee colored people by the score.
Back on Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay. This is the Napier Kindergarten Half Hour. Our pleasure, as always, to have in the studio Eileen Kennedy. Now, Eileen is the manager, or the education manager, of Napier Kindergartens, and a big territory you've got, Eileen.
We have. We cover from Wairua in the north through to Te Awanga in the south. We have 16 kindergartens. Each one is wonderful and unique, but of a similar standard, a very high standard of early childhood education and care for young children aged 2 to 5.
And in fact, every one of those kindergartens that you're associated with are covered or experience what we're talking about on a daily basis, and that is world religions and exploring diversity.
That's right. That's right indeed.
And you've got your big conference coming up. It's going to be on at the Napier War Memorial Centre. Starts on Monday the 28th and Tuesday the 29th of September. Tell us all about it. And what are you going to be discussing there?
Okay, we're very excited because this is the first time that the topic of world religions has been explored in this sort of a way at our conference. So we've been very fortunate to gain a wide range of speakers, people like Dame Susan Devoing, our race relations conciliator, some academics like Dr. Jeff Troughton from Victoria University, and he will talk about how his speciality is talking about how Christianity has changed and shaped over the recent times. We have Dr. Deborah Stevens, who will talk about values education and ethics. Dr. Jane Bone, who is a specialist in the spirituality of young children. And we also will have a speaker talking about Māori perspectives and the ancient worldview of Māori spirituality. Dr. Damien Skinner will talk about, touch on areas about colonialism and how, as a Pākehā, we are working to make New Zealand a better place. We have a academic from Hong Kong who will also talk about children's spirituality. And we finish with the wonderful Pinky Agnew, who is quite a character that many people know. And she is going to speak about her experiences as a celebrant and how religion and diversity has shaped her work.
I guess it goes without saying, Eileen, that to be in your industry, and particularly on the coal face, like being one of the teachers, do you call them teachers?
We do call them teachers.
I guess that you need to be very open-minded because, like you mentioned a bit earlier, you know, when kindergartens first hit the scene, we were very Christian-based, and now we are much more multicultural than what we've ever been. So you'd have to be open-minded, or you'd have to get out of the job, wouldn't you?
Our kindergarten teachers are really special people. Mm. They are warm, intelligent, and come with that a wider worldview. But it is also part of our role is to help people see different perspectives, and our conference is one way to do that. A little quote from Mother Teresa that's in our booklet: "If you judge people, you do not have time to love them." And I think that's a good guiding principle for how we work in kindergartens. We accept and work with people for where they're at, both the children and their families.
How many people are expecting to come to the to the conference?
We will have about 100 people. It's also a wonderful time to celebrate our organisation. We all come together and embrace the fact that we are an organisation and that the work we do is really special, and we're making a difference to the lives of children.
Do you think that people who hear the topic, world religions, exploring diversity, think, oh no, they're going to introduce religion into kindergartens? Is that what people might be thinking?
I think right now there might be a lot of different thoughts going on. I would like to assure people that the purpose of our conference is not to promote mm-hmm. religion or any particular religion, but simply to acknowledge that for the majority of the people, they shape their world and how they run their lives through their religious beliefs. And if we don't recognise that and acknowledge that, we're flying blind.
Yeah, too right. Now, is this conference, is it like an in-house conference? So the stuff that you get out of it, obviously you're going to put into your daily job. But do you come back from the conference and say, okay, now we're going to let every single parent of every single kid that we've got in our kindergarten know what happened at this conference? Is that what happens?
What happens with our conference? Good question. What happens with our conference is that if it's worked well, it will fire our teachers up and inspire them. And over a little bit of time, they will reflect and think about how they do things in their world at each of their individual kindergartens. And there might be some subtle or bigger changes to practice as a result of that.
And are some of these changes, like, do they happen overnight, or do you sit down and say, okay, this is going to be reflected in our 3-year plan or our 10-year plan, or do you just go with the flow?
Sometimes it's really up to the energy of the teachers. Sometimes I will go out within the next few weeks and see something quite dramatic has changed, or there's been an inspiration from the conference that you see in practice. It might be a simple idea or a way of thinking.
So no doubt you're looking forward to it.
I certainly am, and really thrilled to have all these wonderful guests come to Napier to speak to our brilliant teachers.
It's going to be awesome. Okay, Eileen, we know you're pretty busy, so before we let you get out of here and get back to work, if we want to get in touch with you about the Napier Kindergarten, or we want to enrol our kid in one of your kids, is that a word we say anymore? It's our child, don't we?
We'll allow kids.
Yeah. How do we get hold of you guys?
Okay, the easiest way is to hop on our website, www.napierkindergartens.co.nz, and there you'll be able to visit the 16 kindergartens and learn a bit more about us. Or if you just simply look around your neighbourhood, you'll find the big red K, which indicates one of our kindergartens, and you're welcome to simply go and visit.
Too right. And what are we going to be talking about next month? Well, we'll obviously be reviewing your conference.
We'll check in and let you know how that's gone. But I would like us to talk about mathematics and how mathematics is seen at our kindergartens.
Oh, my God, I was hopeless at maths. Arlene Kennedy, as always, a pleasure to have you in the studio. You enjoy your conference, and we'll look forward to talking to you same time, same place next month.
Kia ora.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.radiokidnappers.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project.